Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. Thanks for joining myself, Mr. Active David Katz and Devlin Eden. And it's a big time of year in South Africa in cycling circles, especially if you're a road cyclist, because we are just under 3 months to go to the Telkom 94.7 Cycle Challenge. And with that in mind, Devlin, there was a question saying, what should you be doing at this stage? Obviously, we've come out of winter. Some guys don't cycle through, some do. But with 3 months to go, what should you be looking at doing?
So by this stage, hopefully you've got some sort of training that has been happening throughout winter, and I know it is quite difficult. But with 3 months to go, so technically roughly 12 weeks, by now there should be a fair amount of intensity that's been built into the program. So with 12 weeks out, we would typically still be working in a little bit of a strength and power phase going forward. I think sort of to break the week up a little bit, I would typically do one or two kind of long rides. So when I say long, 2 hours plus, just to put the time in the saddle, which is something that I hope has been happening for most of the riders, maybe throughout winter, some sort of easy kind of base training. The good thing as well is there seems to be so many races on the race calendar throughout the year. So I am hoping that a fair amount of the listeners will have had some sort of training that has been happening for the last couple of months. I'm also a big advocate of adding cross training into the program. So for two reasons. When I refer to cross training, I'm talking either swimming or running as well. And the reason being there is one, it just take the monotony out of the cycling, so you're doing something different that just keeps the mind active and keeps the mind fresh. And then at the same time, it's working different muscles. With swimming, for instance, you can get a decent workout in without really hammering the legs and working too hard and tiring the legs out. So just something a little bit different as a bit of a cross training. There needs to be, as I mentioned, some of the longer distance, still easy base kind of rides, if you'd like to call them that. And then when we start talking about the strength work, there needs to be levels of strength and power intervals. So high intensity intervals, two types of interval sessions that can happen in the week. So one being the slightly longer intervals of typically 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that sort of thing. And then other intervals where we're working more on that really high intensity. So typically like a 2 minute interval or a 1 minute interval, but at a much higher intensity. With a fair amount of heel training as well. So some of those rides can have some rolling heels in the route. Key as well, though, in the whole week, so as much as we like to try and hammer back to the training, and especially when we're coming out of winter now that we feel we need to try and play catch up, it is important to still get, one, a recovery ride in. So anything between a half an hour to an hour's recovery ride. And then also still the rest day, so making sure that we're still taking a day off and recovering. And on that day, implementing recovery strategies, depending on what works for people, so things like an ice bath, massages, lots of stretching, and trying to get as much sleep at the same time. So recovery is going to be quite key there, but there needs to be a mixture. But 3 months out now, I think key is to be having a fair amount of intensity building in and some of the strength into the program. In saying that as well, spending time on the bike, start riding in groups again, getting comfortable again with working with the athletes, with other athletes around you, just so that you are building that confidence going forward as well.
Well, there you have it. Some sound advice with 3 months to go to the Telkom 94.7 Cycle Challenge. We'll keep you updated and give you some more info in the lead up to the event. But also, if you'd like some questions, do send them through to us here on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again on the next edition.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry Podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.